It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hi, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and I am so thrilled that you're here with us today for our very special episode about Miss America's Outstanding Teen. Joining me today is the always fabulous Elizabeth Fechtel, Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen 2011, who became Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2012. She's going to talk to us a little bit about her fabulous win last year, what she's been up to, and she's going to share some advice with all of our local title holders who are getting ready for their state competition. So it's going to be a really fun and informative show. Then I'm also going to be talking with Tawny Darby, the coordinator for the Teens in Training Camp, which is absolutely the must-attend pageant camp for the summer. So it's going to be a great show, and I'm so excited that you took time out of your busy schedule to be with us today because it's absolutely going to be worth every minute. But before I get started with my very first guest, I want to remind you that the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant will be August 14th through the 18th in the fabulous Orlando, Florida at the Rosen Center Hotel. The hotel is fabulous. You should pack up the kids, make it a family weekend or a family week vacation. There's lots of things to do in and around Florida, and there's lots of wonderful things to do during the day. There's the Teens in Training Camp. There's also Princess Camp. There's lots of things for you pageant fans and pageant contestants to do when you're not attending preliminaries and the final pageant. So to check out the pageant, go to www.maoteen.org, and you'll just find all the information there. I also want to remind you that if you're preparing for your state pageant, or if you're already, you know, a step ahead of everybody else and getting ready for your local pageant this fall, there's nothing better to practice with than my 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions. It's 500-word questions that will help you, whether you're a teen or a miss. You get to order which division you're in, so you don't get a lot of misses questions or something that's not related to you. Whether you're a teen or a miss, this is the number one tool you need to practice on your own. You can practice with your mom, with your girlfriend, with your dog, I don't care. This is the number one tool you need to be able to answer any question. So to get your 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, just scroll down to the graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page, or you can just go to www.mypageantquestions.com to order yours today. I also want to remind you that there's still a few spots left in Miss America's Outstanding Teens in Training Camp. It's an exciting camp. It's a four-day intensive that will help improve upon your skills and abilities, but also improve and promote self-confidence and poise. You can have the opportunity to attend professional workshops, an interview, on camera and on stage performance, makeup, style, walking, and so much more. So check out the Teens in Training Camp website at www.teensintrainingcamp.com. Well, as you can tell, today's show, we're talking all about Miss America's Outstanding Teen. It is absolutely one of the most exciting pageants to attend, whether you're a pageant fan, family, contestant. It's super exciting to watch. All of the girls who compete in this pageant are absolutely the cream of the crop. And last year, in August, Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen 2011, Elizabeth Fechtel, became the seventh Miss America's Outstanding Teen. She began as Miss Orlando's Outstanding Teen in January, and between January and August, Elizabeth won more than $30,000 in college scholarships, as well as the title of Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2012. And Elizabeth has been super busy with her title. She's had a nationwide tour to promote her platform, SERVE, which stands for Students Everywhere Recognizing Volunteer Efforts. She feels it's her mission to highlight exemplary youth volunteers and, most importantly, to encourage others to discover the many benefits of volunteering. We're so thrilled to have her with us today. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
My gosh, you must be the busiest teenager in the entire country. Tell me a little bit about some of the fabulous things you've been doing since you've been crowned.
Well, you're definitely right about the busy part. Not only am I living the life of Miss America's Outstanding Teen, but I'm also about to graduate high school, which has been a hectic story all in one. But nonetheless, it has been so, so exciting. Many of the things I've done have been out of state, which is so great because I've been able to see new places and experience new things. And most of all, just the people that I've met from the various states have been absolutely wonderful.
You know, and sometimes, you know, I think that's a great point that you've had a busy year as a senior in high school, and you absolutely want to participate in all of those high school fun activities. And some people think, oh, I'm not going to compete maybe my junior year because I don't want to hold a title my senior year. But what they don't realize, and I'm sure you know, Elizabeth, is that the staff really do a great job of supporting you as the teen title holder and making sure that you really can do all of those things, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And it's even farther than that. It's if you're going to do something and you're going to want to put effort into your future, this is the thing that you want to do. And especially for me, I wanted to use my senior year as a prep for college. And so adding on that extra responsibility, speaking engagements, and really just pushing myself to that extra mile is going to help me during my freshman year. So, I mean, for someone who's a junior that's going into their senior year or maybe even going into a busy year of high school, I would certainly encourage you to keep up participating in pageants or community service or working on your platform because it will help you all the more once you do graduate.
Right. In this economy, you know, where you're competing for jobs or you're competing for an academic scholarship or something, it really does make a difference to have experienced the goal setting, the poison confidence, the job interviewing skills that happen as a part of pageantry. And I'm sure the $30,000 in college scholarships doesn't hurt either. But let's go back to last August for just a moment, Elizabeth. And I was there. It was just a fun pageant to attend, but it was a super competitive pageant. Tell me what it felt like to be in that top five and to have your name called as the new Miss America's Outstanding Teen.
Well, you're right. It was extremely competitive, but I feel like it was more competitive because all of the girls who were competing had already accomplished so much and had worked so diligently to be there. And it wasn't like we were competitive against each other. It was really interesting to me because it seemed like the majority of the girls were really there to do their best. And so it created not necessarily a tense atmosphere, but really just suspenseful. And so being there with these girls, in the very top of the spots, I was completely overwhelmed that I was there, that, you know, I wasn't backstage cheering on someone else. I mean, to me, there were just so, so many girls that would have fulfilled this position perfectly. And being there in that moment, you just have to really trust that God knows what he's doing, because I know the first thing I thought of was fear, because I was so scared that I was not going to be able to take on this position, and I knew that there were other girls that, you know, were capable of it, and it wasn't like I thought, you know, I can't do it. It was just like, wow, is God going to trust me here and now to actually do this? And so being there for me was, I was just so timid. I was completely shocked and scared and overwhelmed, but at the same time at peace knowing that this is where I was meant to be.
Good. You know, it is overwhelming, and you know, it's important to just stay in a positive mind frame. And I think one of the things, don't you agree, that people outside of pageant land don't understand
Yes.
is that your sister contestants, you know, the very girls that you're competing against, you know, they really are absolutely working their butts off to beat you. But at the same time, they are absolutely supporting and encouraging you.
It's
like a dynamic that most people outside of pageantry don't understand. But let's talk about the fabulous contestants. You know, they're already the local title holders getting ready for their state pageant, or they're thinking about competing for a local pageant in the fall. Let's go through kind of your prep for your state pageant and tell us a little bit about how you prepared for the personal interview segment of your state pageant, Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, interview to me really was the most important thing. And I had absolutely outstanding directors from Miss Orlando, and they really made sure and took me through every phase of the competition. But like you said, we specifically highlighted interview because that is just so important. And what they had me do is, you know, either make a list or kind of accumulate ideas in my mind of what I really cared about and what I really wanted the judges to understand. What I wanted them to see is, this is me, this is who I am, and this is what I want to do. And so by putting those thoughts together, I was able to incorporate what I wanted to tell the judges into the individual questions that they asked. So even if it was a question that didn't necessarily pertain to something I really wanted to tell them, I was able to somehow work it out by the end of my interview to let them have a better idea of who I was. And by practicing that, mainly by setting up mock interviews, I mean, I even went next door to my neighbor and had her question me. It's just
awesome.
Getting that familiarity with different people who you maybe don't know as well, and being able to sit there and kind of let your nervous just fly out the window, because it's so hard to get in front of new people and let them really see who you are.
Right. I totally agree with you, because when you're interviewing with people, the same people over and over again, they have a tendency, although we totally understand this, they have a tendency to ask the same questions over and over again. So doing a variety of mock interviews, and it doesn't have to be a formal, oh my gosh, we're having a mock interview and we're bringing all these people in. It can be your neighbor. It can be some people from church, a couple mm-hmm. school teachers, friends of your mom's. And I think a lot of people make the mistake of maybe just doing like one or two mock interviews. But don't you find that it does two things? It helps you with your nerves of talking to people that you don't necessarily talk to every day. Mm-hmm. And it also helps you practice a wider variety of questions, don't you think?
Right. And I think it's also, it's more than just the questions. If you have a ton of questions that you can ask yourself, do it. But also know behind your mindset that you have the information that you need to answer all these questions. I don't care what anyone asks you. You can find some knowledge that you have in order to pull it forward. And by doing multiple questions from all different arenas of your life, that way you'll be able to know that, yes, I do have something to answer, instead of freezing up on the moment. Because in reality, if you think about it, there's always something you can say that isn't going to be stupid. Don't be afraid to let out an answer that you think isn't going to be intelligent enough, because in the end, it is you, it is who you are, and they'll see it that way.
Right. I mean, I have to agree. I think girls worry too much that they're not going to be able to answer a question that they're getting in the interview room. And realistically, the girls who compete, you know, at the local, state, and national level for Miss America's Outstanding Teen are clearly, you know, some of the most intelligent, articulate young ladies that compete in pageantry. And I find it unlikely that they're going to get a question that they're actually not able to answer, because they usually are so intelligent. So we talked about interview being really important and you know, spending some time on it. You know, I often find that girls spend more time shopping for their wardrobe than they do practicing their interview, which is clearly a mistake. But tell us how you practiced for the talent portion of the competition.
Very diligently. I had, between the time that I won my local pageant, I had switched my talent for Miss Florida, and then when I was going to Miss America's Outstanding Teen, I had to switch my talent again. And so I'm one of those...
And that can be a little off-putting, can it? It
definitely for me, because if I'm going to do something, I'm going to put my full effort into it. I really just do not feel comfortable going into something without preparing thoroughly. And once again, my local directors really set the way for me, because they set up several different people to come and help me with my talent, practice, give me different feedback, and really encouraged me to do what I felt was right. I mean, if there was something in my solo that maybe they didn't think was as great, but maybe I felt like, you know, this is one of my strong attributes, they were like, sure, keep it. But at the same time, giving me constructive criticism really helped. And having fun with it was the best part. I picked a song that I loved and I had fun with. I loved my costume. And loving being in that moment, there's nothing like it. And that's what will really help your talent shine through.
You know, a lot of contestants, I think, don't practice their talent enough, or, you know, they wait till like the week or two before the pageant and they have these like marathon practice sessions. How often a week do you think you were practicing your song?
You know, that's a good question. It really depended on my schedule and when I would find time. As soon as I won Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen, I only had less than 4 weeks before Miss
Florida. Right. It's a little tight.
I also was going to be on vacation with my family on a rural island in the Bahamas over the next week. And I had a little mini panic attack, because I was like, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I can't just go do this. What am I going to do? I only have 4 weeks.
So you changed your song and you were in the Bahamas in 4 weeks.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So what happened was, I actually ended up going out on the dirt road that was beside the property that we were staying on in my sneakers and practicing my talent. And I can guarantee you that because I took that extra initiative, I have never felt so prepared in my entire life. The energy it took and everything else, I knew by the time I got to Miss Merrick's Outstanding Teen, I wasn't one of those girls who was up in the hallway all night practicing. I will tell you that. I was in bed because I knew I had worked my butt off before I got there.
You know, and what I loved about what you just said is that you didn't let any obstacles get in your way. You know, the fact that you were on vacation and there probably wasn't, you know, an appropriate practice space for you. But I also like that you said you took the initiative to get your practice time. I think sometimes contestants out there, you know, wait for mom to schedule a practice time or a practice location or to tell, or we wait till mom reminds us, oh, it's time to practice your talent. Or we're waiting for our directors to do something. But in my mind, Miss America's Outstanding Teen is really someone who takes the initiative. Don't you think, Elizabeth?
I think so. And, you know, I would encourage people, though, to really work for you and don't be consumed by what other people are saying and telling you and know where you stand and where your track is. And that's what really helped me, like I said, with my talent, even going into interview. It's not like I was not scared out of my mind. Trust me. I would lie down in bed at night and know there were probably five or six girls in the hall going over their talents and get that little bit of fear and intimidation in me, like, oh, shouldn't I be, you know, pushing myself a little harder? Shouldn't I be doing something? But then you have to realize, you know, are you comfortable where you stand? Don't use others to judge how much work you've done. You know, if you've practiced only an hour for interview and you feel fine about it and you know that you're going to do well, don't stress out. Really know your limits and know who you are and don't judge it off of what other people are saying.
Right. I think that's great advice. Okay, so now we've practiced our talent. We're polishing up our interview. How did you prepare for the physical fitness portion of the competition?
You know, what's funny is I was not so concerned about that, but I will say I was so overly concerned about the push-up that you have to do on stage.
I know, like no pressure, right? For those of you who don't know, they do a little dance.
Every single girl that was there, we were all like, oh, you know, it's just fitness. Like, that's the easiest night of the week. But there's the push-up.
I know.
I'm not going to lie.
For those of you who don't know, aren't familiar with the Miss America's Outstanding Teen pageant, they do a little kind of routine, a little choreographed routine on stage. And during part of that, they have to do a push-up. And I could totally see where that would be like your moment of concern, Elizabeth.
It was hilarious because you have all of these macho girls who have basically conquered the world, and then they are so scared to do this push-up. And you can't blame them. So that was really the only thing I honestly believe any of us were concerned about. But, you know, physical fitness is really just, you know, your lifestyle, how have you lived. You don't have to be perfectly this uber-toned girl. But just knowing that, you know, you're healthy and you're strong enough to get through that routine and you shouldn't have to worry about it.
Why do you think that the health and fitness segment is an important part of the pageant? What is it teaching contestants and young women?
I think overall it's discipline. It's knowing that you're going to have a title holder who can really stand up and say, you know, I'm going to live a healthy lifestyle. I'm going to make sure that I can, you know, control my thoughts and my actions and know where I'm going. And, you know, at first I thought, oh, this is silly. I do not want to do jumping jacks on stage. But just having that extra portion in there does really highlight that contestants do need to have discipline. And not saying that they need to be obsessed with it, but just knowing that you can live a healthy lifestyle.
I think that's a great approach. And I think, you know, with the grueling schedule that Miss America's Outstanding Teen has, it's so important to be able to demonstrate that you're healthy and fit enough to keep up with, you know, the schedule. It is, you know, it's busy being one of America's most recognized teen celebrities. And so I think that really is crucial. All right. Well, now let's talk about the fun part of getting ready for your state or local competition, selecting your wardrobe. Now, of course, everybody who's ever been to a pageant, Elizabeth, or has seen one on TV or can even spell the word pageant, wants to give you advice about pulling together your wardrobe, whether that's your interview outfit or your evening gown or whatever. How did you go about selecting a wardrobe that you felt really expressed you but also would look beautiful for you on stage?
You know, I wasn't too overly concerned with my wardrobe. Things kind of just fell into place, although a dress that I wore in interview actually gave me more confidence than anything else, because when I went to go get my headshots done for Miss America's Outstanding Teen as Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen, Miss Florida, Christina Hanola, was wearing this orange dress. It looks kind of Florida-y. I was like, hey, I like that. And our director, Mary Sullivan, was like, oh, well, you should wear it for interview. And there it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Like that just happened along the way. My dress that I wore on stage, and in fact, every cocktail I had throughout the week, as well as my walk-on, were given to me by Regalia. And just about
And they're a great sponsor. Everyone should check them out. Yeah. They're in Florida.
Yes, so much so. Right downtown in Orlando, a very quaint shop. And I was just so in love with the dresses that they gave me. I hardly even had to decide between some because, you know, it's true. Your wardrobe is not everything, but feeling beautiful in something and feeling like you want to be on stage wearing that, there's nothing like that. So I was really at peace with knowing what I was wearing, but I wasn't overly concerned. I was surprised when I got there by how many girls had on these really adorable outfits for our rehearsals, and I was just like, meh, well, t-shirt will work fine. But that would be something fun if I was going back to compete for Miss America's Outstanding Teen. I would spend a little more time shopping for some fun stuff to wear to rehearsals, just not because, you know, it does anything for you, but it was just the fun of it and dressing up the whole week that was involved.
Well, obviously the t-shirt strategy worked very, very well for you. Now, one of the things that some of the girls get nervous about for their state or local competition is the onstage question, you know, because they get a little nervous. Maybe this is their first time on stage, or maybe at their local pageant there wasn't a big audience like they have at the state pageant. Do you have any tips or suggestions on how to remain calm and relaxed and confident when you're answering your onstage question?
You know, I hardly do, because onstage question is one of the most difficult parts for me as well. I really somehow managed to put on this mask of I'm not nervous, because on the inside I am completely dying every single time. It is so intimidating because you know that whatever you say is being videotaped and there are hundreds of people there and they're all going to remember it. I mean, especially if you say something bad. I mean, nobody remembers the good ones.
So, right, exactly. The good, but we all hear about the bad ones.
Well, personally, though, I've really found comfort in just saying what comes first. It's really hard if you try to pull your thoughts together before you answer it, or halfway through when they're reading the question, you start thinking of things. That's what has got me sidetracked, especially even when I'm practicing, say, in front of the mirror or something. If I start to think before I answer, everything gets jumbled. So by just saying what you think first, it'll make things a lot easier. And then once it spits out, it's done and over, and you don't have to be nervous anymore.
I think it's really good, though, to recognize that even someone, you know, obviously as accomplished as yourself, Miss America's Outstanding Teen, it really is normal to get nervous before your onstage question, isn't it? That doesn't mean you're like a bad contestant.
Oh, before everything, trust me.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it works, right?
Exactly.
Now, tell me a little bit about how you handled the transition, because some people do succumb to title holder syndrome. That's what I call it when you've won your local or state title and you kind of start to get a big head and you're like, oh, I'm the best in my state. And everyone starts telling you, oh, my gosh, you're so going to win at the national pageant. Everybody's telling you how fabulous you are, and you start to get a big head, and maybe you're not practicing as much. And unconsciously, you come across as a little overly confident maybe at the pageant. How did you transition between being the state, you know, Miss Florida's Outstanding Teen, and how did you keep that same humility and warmth and approachability when you became Miss America's Outstanding Teen?
You know, I never really even quite thought about that until now, because things were just such at a rush for me, and it's such a rush getting ready. But I will say quite a few things about people who are telling you, you know, oh, of course you're going to win. Well, you win everything, and, you know, just basically complimenting you. And
And they're trying to be helpful, and they're trying to be supportive, and we totally get that. But it's kind of the kiss of death, isn't it?
Yes, and it's really easy at the same time to almost have that bringing you down inside your own little box, because you feel like these people expect you to win. And
yeah, you start feeling the pressure. You start feeling the pressure, and you kind of like tense up unconsciously, right?
And I have known many, many people who really get bombarded by this, everyone thinks I'm going to win, everyone thinks I'm going to be perfect. And because of that mentality, they really can't live up to that. And I learned from that, from these girls who I'm talking about right now. And instead, I took the people who were complimenting me and giving me advice and took that as to, well, I'm going to perform tonight in order to make them proud. One of the biggest things that my local directors told me, Juan Cantu told me, every time you go on stage, think of someone that you want to dedicate your performance to. And so, as you can imagine, many nights my performance was dedicated to him and Donald. Many nights it was dedicated to my family. It was dedicated to Regalia for the gown they gave me. And by doing that and dedicating everything you do to the people who have helped you along the way, it does take away from that pressure of getting a bigger head of, oh, I can do this, instead of it's a more of a we can do this action.
I think that's great advice. Great advice. Another area that I'm sure our listeners would like to hear your advice on is how to deal with the emotional and mental strain of a state pageant competition. You know, for some of our listeners, it might be a 3 or 4 day weekend. And for other listeners, it might be an actual week. And it's hard to be around the same people 24/7 that you're actually going to be competing against, because you're naturally noticing things that they're doing and comparing yourself to them and thinking, oh, they're really great at that and I'm not. Or, you know, it's very easy to kind of get very tense and frustrated and nervous and anxious before the pageant has even started. How do you keep a positive mindset and kind of keep yourself balanced when you're living and rehearsing right next to the people you're competing against?
I could not agree more, and it is extremely difficult to be around so many girls that you've really never met before, instead of being around that normal, typical environment that you're in when you are practicing for the pageant. And
right.
So for me, though, I had such a fun time learning from everyone, especially somewhere like Miss America's Outstanding Teen, where you have a girl from every state. It is just so much fun to listen to people's accents, to listen to how they do things, you know, what's prom like in your state? Just the funny questions that are asked. And by finding out what you have in common and what you have in different, it really helped me to just kind of bond with everyone. And my class was unbelievable. We all are in love with each other. I couldn't say more about them. And they really did help to take away the stress of the competition, because we were all just having such a blast together.
That is so much fun. And pageant friends, they just last forever, don't they?
Oh, and they do. And you know what? I always tell people one of my favorite things about being Miss America's Outstanding Teen is knowing that I can go anywhere in the U.S. and someone will open me into their home with open arms, and I will have lots in common with them, something to share with them, and be so excited to see every single one of them.
That's amazing. Well, let's talk a little bit more about your platform, which is SERVE, S-E-R-V-E, that stands for Students Everywhere Recognizing Volunteer Efforts. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of teens right now who would say, you know, I just don't have time to volunteer. I have all these school activities, and if I volunteer, I'll have no time to hang out with my friends. What do you think are easy and simple ways that teenagers can get involved in volunteering?
Well, I couldn't agree more that that is what people say, is they're, you know, I don't have time to volunteer. Okay, well, look at my schedule. Neither do I. And they don't realize that volunteering doesn't mean you're dedicating 7 hours a week to something. It doesn't mean that you're dedicating your life to a certain organization. It's doing something simple every now and then, every day, whatever it may be, to help someone else out. When I'm at elementary schools, a lot of the kids, you know, they can't drive to a volunteer project. So you have to communicate volunteering in a different way. Did you hold the door open for someone today without complaining? If someone was hungry at lunch, did you share your lunch with them without making some comment about it? I mean, you know, you can share something or do something for someone, but if you don't have the volunteer attitude behind it, what have you really done? And so once you get into more of, you know, middle school kids and kids who still, like I said, you know, they don't have as much of an ability to get out and volunteer on their own, you can still do so many projects at home. There's a great website that I advocate called generationon.org. And by going on there, they have so many just ideas and different ways that kids who can volunteer right from their own homes, things they can do for organizations, things they can raise money for. You know, it's just endless possibilities. And then, of course, kids who are in high school, this is the big kicker, because most states require kids, in fact, it might be all states, to have volunteer hours when you graduate. And I can guarantee you that half of my senior class has volunteered maybe two of however many hours that they have supposedly signed off on. And that's because they don't realize that volunteering is really something fun and meaningful. Instead, they're thinking, oh, well, I have to go mow the grass for someone. I really, really, truly believe if people would just get online, Google different ways to volunteer, find an organization that fits your passions, you would discover there are so many things that you would actually be loved to be engaged in.
Right, and I know there are a lot of studies that show people who volunteer, even teenagers who volunteer, that they have higher levels of self-esteem because they're giving back to someone else, perhaps in need, and that makes you feel better about yourself. And it also teaches you, you know, networking skills and poison confidence when working with others, teamwork skills. And these are all things that, you know, can contribute to your success at college, after high school, or in a career. And so even though volunteering does benefit, you know, the group or organization, it can actually benefit you too, can't it?
Absolutely. You have no idea how many people have, you know, become volunteers or become involved in an organization and really seen where they want their lives to go in the future. I can always go back to my story because I was volunteering at a local TV station called Lakefront TV, doing a simple show basically talking about plants and gardening and baseball, which none of which I know anything about. But just having that on-camera work and having a fun time interviewing people, I realized this is truly what I want to do. And, you know, by pursuing that, I ended up doing a whole show on my own about youth volunteers in my community, where I was able to highlight what kids are doing to help others in the community and advocate other volunteers. So, I mean, really, because I got involved with that, I was able to pursue my career, boost up my resume, gain professional experience, and at the same time help people all in one.
I know, it just doesn't get any better than that. And it was a great way to promote your platform. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes local and sometimes state, but most often at the local level, or contestants who are competing for their local are not really sure how to get started with something like that, how to promote their platform and how to market it. How did you get started with the show?
You know, I had been volunteering at several places in my community before, and the city manager who we have offered me the position. But I can certainly understand how someone who has not had a platform before would have a hard time beginning. When I was coming up for my platform, I had volunteered all over the place, and still I could not figure out how to pull it together and combine it. And so my best suggestion to someone who is trying to develop their platform would be really get out there and market it for yourself. If you are speaking about a cause, you know, call up the local schools, elementary schools. Maybe they would love for you to come in and talk to the kids at lunch, talk to them in the classroom. Something that you can boost up on, I guess what you would say would be your platform resume, things you've done for it that will accumulate and help lead you to other areas in which you can promote it.
Right, and I think that's a great example, you know, how you got into it. You had already been doing some volunteer work. And so for you, the big, you know, the big opportunity came essentially from networking. Mm-hmm. You know, the more the people that you talk to about the platform, the more people that you're going to find that have a connection that is going to benefit your platform and help propel you forward. If you try to do it all yourself, it's just overwhelming, isn't it?
It is. And also, I think that girls really need to know not to be discouraged. I had so many interests and things I wanted to do, and I would throw them out at different people. And people would say, you know, well, you should pick this interest because the other one is going to be way too hard. I mean, think of all the time you're going to have to put into it. And in reality, I'm sitting there going, what? This is what I want to do. If you want to do something, go full forward. I mean, have at it. If you feel like you need an adult to call for something, get over that fear. That's one thing for me. It was learning how to do things for myself and calling people and bugging them and, can I do this? Do you want to come do this project with me? Friends, come to my house. Let's make Valentine's Day cards. Just pushing these things. Honestly, it was stressful, but at the same time, it's what I loved and what I wanted to do, and that's really the essence of platforms. It's giving girls the opportunity to speak about and do things that they love for other people.
Right, and rejection, unfortunately, is a part of everyday life. Maybe you don't get the student body president position. Maybe you don't make, you know, the captain of the cheerleading team. Maybe you don't get the academic scholarship you wanted. Maybe you don't get the job you wanted. And learning to be able to work with rejection and just keep going and move forward in a positive way is a super important life skill. Well, speaking of skills, I know that you are a super busy girl and you're out and about making appearances today. What number one skill do you think a contestant should be working on between now and her state pageant in, you know, this spring and summer? What is the number one skill that will help keep her in a positive mindset?
Honestly, communication. Being able to be open to anyone and everyone and being able to express yourself to anyone. Because, you know, when you walk into orientation for your pageant, who are the friends you're going to make? Because that's where you're really going to turn out from the competition. Say you don't go home with the crown. Well, at least you'll have those friends there who experience the same thing with you, and they'll help build you up and teach you from there on. I mean, communication goes from the interview to your on-stage question to how comfortable are you talking to others, and feeling confident all at the same time. And I know it's difficult to get that level of communication because I was one of those that, you know, in certain situations, I would talk to anyone in the world all day long. And then there were other situations where I would feel more insecure and not quite on the level as the people who were around me. And it's breaking that barrier and knowing that you can really communicate with anyone that will help you excel in the pageant and feel comfortable as yourself.
Right. It really is just taking the risk and stepping out of the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know this person over here. I don't know this director. I don't know this presenter or something. But it's really just stepping out and being friendly and just thinking, you know, this is just another person just like me. And just by doing that, it really does expand your communication skills and gives you a more positive attitude, doesn't it?
Most definitely.
Well, I want to thank you, Elizabeth, for being with us today. You've been an absolute fabulous guest, and we're so excited to have you, and we're looking forward, although we're sad that you'll be giving up your title in August, we're looking forward to seeing you then. Thanks so much for being here, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you so much. I've enjoyed it.
I've been chatting today with Miss America's Outstanding Teen 2012, Elizabeth Fechtel, who will be giving up her title in August in fabulous Orlando. To learn more about the pageant, attend, and to attend the many offerings that they have for contestants and fans and family members, just visit the Miss America's Outstanding Teen website at www.maoteen.org. And also, if you're preparing for your state or local pageant and need help keeping up on current events, because that always can be a little overwhelming for your interview, just click on the current events summary graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page for a quick, simple, and pain-free way to keep up with your current events. So click on the graphic or go to pageantcurrentevents.com and you'll be ready to answer any question at your next pageant interview. Well, it's already time for a quick break, but stay tuned because after the break, I'll have Tawny Darby of Teens in Training Camp, which is the must-attend camp for pageant contestants this summer. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio. Are you worried about challenging current events questions that always seem to pop up during your interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm here with a solution to your current events nightmare. Almost everyone feels overwhelmed by the time it takes to keep up on current events and absolutely worries about how to handle controversial questions. But I've solved that problem for you with my weekly current events update. You'll get an email each week summarizing the top stories, plus you'll get sample questions to practice at home. So check it out at pageantcurrentevents.com. Get started today and get ready to rock those current event questions for a top interview score in your next pageant.
Do you want to wow the judges and let them know that you've got the look it takes to win? Robin Moore of Harrison & Company can transform everyday contestants into breathtaking title holders. She's an expert at long layered cuts, color correction, and she's one of the best at color and highlights for blondes. Plus, she offers great length hair extensions as well as eyelash extensions. And because she's located just outside of Little Rock in the cozy town of Conway, Arkansas, she's able to offer you top-notch service at small-town prices. Contact Robin today at 501-327-6366. You're going to look beautiful.
Are you a pageant contestant in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma? If so, Van Brosen Associates can help make your pageant dreams a reality. Van Brosen Associates are the producers of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants in the five states of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. To find out more, go to vanbros.com and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/vanbros. Once again, that's vanbros.com. VanBros.com. Are you ready to be Miss USA?
Hollywood Fashion Tape, the star's secret to looking perfectly put together, is also the favorite fashion solution company for the pageant world. The creators of the original hypoallergenic double stick tape used to prevent wardrobe malfunctions, Hollywood Fashion Tape also offers a wide assortment of clever, problem-solving products designed to give you a competitive edge on stage or off. From our guaranteed no-show concealers to our never-fail breast lift tape, we've got you covered. Visit HollywoodFashionTape.com and see how you can have the same confidence the stars have when walking your red carpet.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I want to let you in on one of the best-kept secrets for improving your pageant interview skills. It's my Mastering the Pageant Interview System, where I teach you the exact same skills and techniques that I teach my private coaching students. The system includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 2 secrets for a winning onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just download the audio files to your computer or MP3 player and listen. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview System is that you can download it today. Yes, it's the quick and easy way to improve your skills for less than you paid for your interview outfit. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page or go to www.mypageantinterview.com and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.